in terms of, let's take Tillman Fraser. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I know that he was in the conversation,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know. No, I didn't know anything about the populace and all of that. This would be when I was really quite young.
Mm-hmm.
I know his name was in conversation. I don't remember that there was anything against him. The Coley Bleas thing I remember in terms of the dog more than I remember in terms of politics. But I had a feeling it was something of, maybe it was a joke because they named the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether he was still friendly towards Bleas or not. Now, it's in terms of Bryant,
mm-hmm.
I did get the impression, even as a very young girl,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, he just hadn't, no use for Brian at all. No excuse for Brian. And I remember somebody used to make a joke about Brian and the grape juice,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. I don't remember any specific things in conversation, but I know his name came up at table. And when you ask my impressions of all these things, it goes back again to the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you got the ideas. He didn't have time to sit and talk in front of us. But since we were at the table, we heard, and there was no restraint. Well, I'm sure there was restraint, but there were certainly open discussions to a certain extent about Georgia politics, and you knew who they were, and you wondered what they were, and whether you wish you could go hide behind a tree or whatever. In terms of national figures, I remember he disliked Woodrow Wilson, of course, very much. And of course, he had that early friendship with Teddy Roosevelt that was from the populist over to the progressives to a certain extent because of those Roosevelt letters. But I can remember him later not really criticizing, but not feeling that, well, for instance, when Kermit Roosevelt, the youngest son, was killed
mm-hmm.
in the First World War, mm-hmm. evidently my grandparents sent some expression of sympathy and got back from the Roosevelt family one of the printed
acknowledgments
and so on. And I don't know why, but I adored Teddy Roosevelt as a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it must have been my grandfather who gave me a book called Teddy Roosevelt's Letters to His Children. I think I either gave that to Tom or to Tom's son.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he was my little girl hero without knowing any politics or much about him. He was just carried a big stick, I guess, and didn't use it. In terms of the other presidents, of course, he hated Grover Cleveland. And Wilson. Wilson would be the first one that I remembered anything about.